88.9 Shine FM. Kimberly Eckert joining me once again for Parenting Moments. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
We've got a great topic underway for the month of November to hopefully strengthen some marriages. Is it time to go to couples counseling?
That's right. And so far, we've been talking about the reason that it's so important, the signs that it's time to go for therapy. But today, what if your partner won't go to couples therapy? So you might be listening going, yeah, we're going to do this. And then it's like, okay, how do I bring this up with my partner? So on the Gottman website, which anybody can go on, there's a ton of articles that are particularly useful around marriage and family. And people can look up an article called Five Steps to Inspire Your Partner to Join You in Attending Couples Therapy. But here's the highlights. If you're going to invite your partner to therapy, connect first. So do something fun together. Don't bring up the idea of couples therapy in the middle of a fight.
Good point.
Number two is propose the conversation. So, hey, I was wondering if we could just take a moment and talk a little bit about our relationship. Third, you want to find the gap. What's the hidden need that your partner has that may be their motivation to come to therapy? And that requires bravery, Mike. So you need to be able to say, you know, when you're looking at what's happening between us, what would you like to see different? Where could we take care of each other in a better way? And then the fourth thing is to bridge the couple chasm. So we want to really make sure that we're talking about changing patterns between us versus we need to go to couples therapy to change you.
Yes.
And number five is that human nature is making sure that this is an invitation versus an ultimatum. So I would love for you to join me, but you can also choose to say no.
Okay.
And finally, if you're listening and you're going, I don't know, I think that me and my spouse are on such opposite ends of whether or not we want to work on our marriage or not, there is a type of therapy. It's called discernment counseling. And it's not couples therapy. Discernment counseling was designed to work with mixed agenda couples, meaning one spouse wants to work on the relationship while the other is seriously considering divorce. The fact that survey research of divorced people indicates that half of divorced individuals wish they had made more of an effort to overcome their marital challenges and avoid divorce makes discernment counseling worth considering.
That's good. I hadn't heard of that.
Yeah. So the goal of discernment counseling is to gain clarity and confidence in determining the future direction of your marriage. Based on a deep understanding of how the marriage got to this point and each spouse's contribution to the issue. Discernment counseling ranges between 1 to 5 sessions and ends with a decision to either keep the marriage as it is, to move forward with divorce, or commit to 6 months of couples therapy in an all-out effort with divorce off the table.
Okay. Appreciate you sharing that, Kimberly. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people are struggling, especially through this pandemic year. So
yes.
Some good information as always. Of course, more at eckertcenter.com. And we've been commenting that you've got a brand new South location as well.
We do. So if you live in the South, and one of the reasons that you haven't connected with us is it's too far to travel. Well, problem solved. We have a South location. And I also want to highlight that Ashley Shaw is the person who's running our South location. She's a fantastic psychologist, a beautiful woman who is also a trained Gottman therapist, which is the gold star of marriage therapy programs.
Okay, sounds good. Two great locations. Do reach out and get the help you need. EckertCenter.com. And Kimberly, always blessing one Shine listener with the chance at a free consultation. Who's that going to today?
Let's go with caller number 4 today.
Caller 4 right now, 403-276-8888. Thanks again, Kimberly. Much appreciated. Appreciate you being part of our Shine family. And we'll continue this discussion next Wednesday.
Thank you so much, Mike.